That was Largo from Winter with Joshua Bell and the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields in performance. Some of the music you'll be hearing in Guelph very, very soon. I have the founder, and he continues to be the sole organizer of the Guelph Music Fest, an annual chamber music festival celebrating its 18th season, bringing a couple of shows to Grace United Church in Thornbury as well. We are super excited to have Ken G. Welcome to the Jukebox.
Hello, Daniel, and I'm very honored to meet you virtually. As I read your bio, you're a very accomplished pianist, and you do an awful lot of stuff, which is kind of like what I do, but like better.
All the many hats of pianists today. Yes, welcome. I see many of our paths have already crossed. I'm also intrigued by your bio, having worked with the Penderecki Quartet, violinist Jerzy Kaplanek. We've had him up here in Collingwood a few times as well. Terrific musician.
Oh, he's a great guy. Have you heard him play jazz?
Not really. No. It's always been classical.
No, he's really into jazz now, and he's got all the
fantastic
fancy pedals. And I don't know, he doesn't do wow stuff, but
yeah. Well, he's got the chops to pull off anything.
He's got his own quartet. I had him play at Music Fest last year.
Yeah, great. Well, I see you have a very interesting program that merges the world of Latin jazz together with a few works we play very regularly on our jukebox. Some Vivaldi. Vivaldi's Seasons coming up also with Piazzolla's very cool Argentinian version of the Seasons.
It is.
I played a few of those myself. They are delightful, just delightful. Tell us a little bit about the upcoming show.
Well, this is going to be at in Guelph as well as Grace United Church in Thornbury. And
yep.
We should have it pretty nailed by the Thornbury performance, because that'll be the, it'll be the second performance.
Right, right.
Sadie and Paul Pofford and I have played the Piazzolla before, but it's the first time we've done it with the Vivaldi as well. And so
right.
It was a really cool idea, and then started noticing people were advertising it in other locations. And I'm thinking, darn, it's not original. And then there's actually CDs that go back to the 90s that do the same kind of thing. But Sadie's been playing the Four Seasons a lot in Europe, and her latest CD is actually with an accordion player.
Oh, it's fantastic. Yeah.
More in the spirit of Piazzolla than Vivaldi.
Yeah, that accordion does add a nice touch to the rhythms of the tango. It just gives it that right amount of grit to bring out that soulful expression.
If I had more money, I would have hired a percussionist to do some cool sounds at the same time. But the music on its own is fantastic.
It is. It is. Well, I remember last time I played that, we also didn't have a percussionist. So we just emulated. You know, I was knocking on the wood or sometimes on the strings and, you know, doing these kind of cool effects.
It's the kind of program that would even work well with an electronic piano. I mean, certainly
sure,
the Piazzolla would be fine. And then, you know, I couldn't really do the harpsichord sound for the Vivaldi because it's trying to replicate the orchestra. And I actually arranged the orchestral score for piano and cello by myself. It's a summer project. And Sadie just has to pop in and do the solo.
So for reference here, Saturday, November 9th, that's right around the corner. That's where you're starting off the double Four Seasons, pairing Vivaldi with Piazzolla's versions of the Seasons. The music starts at 3 p.m. And then the following weekend, so Sunday, November 17th at 3 p.m., you're in Thornbury at Grace United Church. And that concert is called Roaring Twenties. Tell us about that show for our Simcoe County fans up here.
You know, Sadie and I did this a year ago, and actually we performed it at the Harmony Center, Nolan Sound.
Yep.
And it was the Roaring Twenties, the first version, and this is actually the sequel. We didn't want to call it the sequel, but in small print I put part two, and you know, there's just so much music from the 1920s, you'll never run out.
Yeah, well, we're kind of in the 20s now, moving forward a century as well, so it's like the 20s 2.0 in a way. So much of that music is being revived today. It's just great.
Yeah, but you know, I think the most fun stuff, aside from beautiful Debussy sonata, which I just love to play, and every time I play it, as you know, every time you revisit something, you find something new and something more interesting. Every so often, you think, "Oh, gee, I've been playing a wrong note for 10 years."
Yeah, isn't that interesting? They creep up sometimes in the middle of dreams. Yeah,
but the real fun stuff is the Heifetz arrangements of Gershwin's. Thing. So we've got an American in Paris, and you know, I get to do the car, the taxi honking, honk, honk, honk.
Okay.
And we've got things like Summertime, and you know, things that people will just be singing when they leave the place.
Wonderful. I see some Porgy and Bess in the mix as well. Terrific music. But you're also throwing in some women composers, Rebecca Clark, Lily Boulanger. Fascinating discoveries also, some revival of their music.
Yeah, Sadie just, she loves to do women's composers, and she's pushing it a little bit, so we always have something like that. I should mention in passing that not too many people know about it, but Sadie is now the new principal violinist of the Edinburgh String Quartet.
Bravo.
Scotland's own.
Terrific. Well, tell us a little bit about the unique dynamic of bringing, you know, musicians from Belgium, New Brunswick together and, you know, reigniting this trio and the thrill of playing some of this music.
Well, you know, as a trio, we've been playing together now for 10 years.
Uh-huh.
It's quite amazing. And I don't know if when you rehearse quartets or piano quartets, you probably notice that strings spend a lot of time tuning on their own.
Half the time staying in tune, half the time making music. That's the rule of thumb.
Yeah, but the great thing about Sadie and Paul is that they are so in tune with each other, they hardly spend any time doing that kind
amazing
of stuff. They just naturally play together in tune, and
that's
they have
important
the same sense of phrasing, and we know each other so well that we can just go for the flow.
Yeah, well, 10 years we'll do that. Bravo to the trio.
Yeah, Paul, of course, used to be a member of the Penderecki Quartet for many, many years.
Mm.
And one of the reasons he left it was because he got appointed assistant dean of music and just so much paperwork.
Oh, yeah.
And he had a family. He just couldn't afford the time.
Right. Well, we're super excited to have the festival trio up here close to us in Thornbury on Sunday, November 17th. And good luck. Good luck with these upcoming shows. Can you tell us a little bit about pricing, tickets, how all that works?
Well, I learned about Thornbury pricing, and there's it's a little bit different than Guelph, but you can get tickets at the door, just $40 for anybody that's not a kid, and $20 for students.
Oh, that's a steal.
And if you buy ahead of time online, just go to guelphmusicfest.ca. You get actually a free video replay of the Guelph performance for 7 days.
Wow. Talk about priority service there.
Kind of a bonus for giving me your email address.
Wow. Fantastic. Yeah, I'm also going to throw in the box office number for some of our listeners who prefer to just have that human touch. 519-993-7591. That's 519-993-7591. I've been speaking with Ken G, the founder and music director of the Guelph Music Fest. Good luck, Ken. Good luck wishing you some memorable musical moments and just a great music-making vibe with the trio here.
Great. Thanks very much for calling, and I hope we get to chat again, maybe not on the air sometime.
Absolutely. We'll make that happen. Keep the magic going.
Okay. Have a great day.
You take care. Have a great afternoon. Bye for now.
You too. Bye.